Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
Is this our access to God? The greatest asset. The greatest asset of a believer is not his social media following. The greatest asset of a believer is not the scope of his influencing or influencing. The greatest asset, bring it down, Jade. The greatest asset of a believer is his or access to God's wisdom. The access that you have to God's instruction. The access that you have to God's voice. Tonight I'm teaching what I titled, How to Hear the Voice of God in a Busy and Noisy World. How many of you agree with me that the world is a noisy place? Noisy place. Isaiah 30 verse 21, help me do more. What does it say?
And thine ears shall hear a word.
The Bible says, your ears will hear a word behind you saying,
This is the way.
Walk ye in it.
When you turn to the right.
When you turn to the left, he said you would hear a voice behind you. You hear a voice speaking behind you, telling you this is the way to go. It is God's intention that you hear a voice speaking to you. It is God's pleasure to instruct you and to direct you. You don't have to beg him for it. You don't have to appeal to him for it. God wants to instruct you. Man cannot direct his own ways. Man cannot instruct himself. Please follow me very closely. Please follow me. Mr. Linus, please come sit in the front. Help me usher him to the front, please. Help me celebrate my friend, Mr. Linus. He's in the house. One of the most anointed priest leaders I've ever met in my entire life. Celebrate him again, please. It is not in man to lead his way. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Man cannot direct his own path. Jeremiah 10 verse 23. What does it say? Help me do more. Jeremiah 10, 23. Jeremiah chapter 10. And no, Lord. Where's your mic? Give me King James. Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23. Everybody, are you opening to it? Do you have it in your Bible? What does it say? Want to go? Everyone read together. Want to go? Yes?
Man is not in himself.
Yes?
It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
It is not in man that walks to direct his own step. God did not put in man his own capacity to lead himself. No matter how matured a cow is, it cannot reach Lagos from Kano. You cannot say, I'm now old enough. Nobody can outgrow divine direction. It is not in man, the Bible says, to direct himself. Please follow me closely. Most of the times that we fall into trouble or we get into problems is the days that we decide to do the things our own way. Where we decide to do stuff our own way, do stuff by our own self, and ignore God's instruction or ignore God's direction, we fall into trouble. Most times, if not every time, we are falling into issues or falling into problems or have complications is because we decided to do stuff our own way instead of following God's instructions. So we do marriage, for instance, we do marriage our own way. God has a precept for marriage. God has an instruction for marriage. But we decide to do marriage, and when we decide to do marriage our own way, we fall into trouble. When you start to make marital choices your own way, you fall into trouble. You know that this person, God is saying, hey, it's not the person. This guy is not the person. But you say, oh, do me tifo. all the red flag was flying. He said, no, I'm colorblind. You saw him, like Pastor Austin today said. He said, you saw him. You saw him beating his colleagues. There was a particular day I was caught, 2 a.m. in the night, in the midnight, 2 a.m. I was called to the police station. I rushed there. A guy was going to be arrested. And I asked, what did he do? They said he beat a Keke Napep man. He beat the man to stupor. The man was rushed to the hospital. So the police wanted to arrest him. And because I know his fiancé, I quickly rushed to the sister. I said, are you sure about this brother? He said, you know, it's just a mistake. I said, somebody cannot beat someone like this by mistake. Someone that has not beaten people before. This cannot be the beginning. It cannot start with this kind of exploit. He said, no, Pastor, no. The guy was arrested. Then later on, I went to the president of the premarital counseling. You know, this is I used to put people's matter on my head a lot. I said, sir, this sister is about to marry this brother, you know. The president said, it's not only that, too. He has been beating this sister. He said the last one that he beat her, he saw a text message that the ex of that sister sent to her before they met, before him and this guy met. That text message was when she was in a relationship with that fellow. When he saw that text message, he beat the woman. He beat that sister. He backdated the beating. Why were you in love with that guy? That was the purpose of the beating. I say, I called the sister. Why not think of this? He said, no, Pastor. I even told my wife, I said, you should, because she was a member of the premarital counseling in those days too in our former church. I said, they should have a column in the premarital counseling file that says that we counselors strongly advised that this marriage plans be discontinued and allow the person to say, in spite of this strong advice, we resolve. So that when they sign like that, whatever their eyes is seeing, you will know that you follow your own way. That's how human beings are. We love to follow our own way. Most times we fall into trouble because we followed our own way. After they got married, on the week that they got married, when they went to Benin for their honeymoon, he took her to Benin, to their family house in Benin. His sister's house in Benin. How do I know this? Because the mother called me. That's how I knew. The mother called me in emergency call. The mother of the girl. When they got to the sister's house, the sister of this man was beating her husband. That was what they met them doing upon arrival. That's how their honeymoon started. Before 2 days, he had slapped her during the honeymoon. There's no honey in the moon. So this is the mother. Now, the way the mother called me, the mother now called me that, I should come. And I should come and pray. I said, I have just one prayer point. That the Lord will give speed to her legs. That she will know how to run fast. There is no wisdom in this one. It was not too long before one day he beat her so much, brought her to her mother's house, beat her there, brought her with her load. And as he was going, the younger sister of the wife came out and did like hey, to him. He came back, beat her. The neighbor that wanted to intervene, he beat everybody in the compound. Amen. We fall into troubles when we decide to go our own way. Human beings like to sow seed and now act shocked when they see the harvest. I'm shocked. When you were sowing that seed, what were you expecting? You were hoping for a crop failure. When we make choices, life choices, against God's word, we fall into trouble. You see, God has given us instructions because of ourselves. When he gives us a word in the scriptures, it's because of ourselves, because of our own benefit. We fall into trouble when we make life decisions. We fall into trouble when we make parenting styles. We parent our children in ways that are against scriptures. Some of us, because we suffer so much as a young child, we made up our mind that our children will not suffer. Our children will not suffer. My children will not go through what I went through. And what you went through was what made you strong. But you said you will not make them go through anything. So your child is in the supermarket. He says, Mommy, Dad. He says, and you don't want anybody to look at you anyhow. You see, you are very selfish. You are very concerned about your reputation as against the future of that child. So you don't mind if that child is destroyed. So long as people in the supermarket don't think you are, what concerned them with your child? Your child is throwing tantrums. You know, children know how to do those things. They throw tantrums when visitors are around. They think that you cannot discipline them. My children know that I can discipline them anywhere. Anywhere. Markets. Anywhere. Anywhere. You behave everywhere. Our parents used to talk to us with eyes now. They don't talk. They look at you like this. You understand? When a visitor is coming home to the living room, they look at you like that. You understand? When you go out with them and somebody gives you something, they look at you like that. And you know, they can even tell you, collect it now. You say, no. Say, no, collect it. You understand? God said, I will guide you with my eye. You see, African parents know that. Say, I will lead you and I will guide you with my eyes. When we fall into ways, we choose our own ways, we fall into trouble. The good thing, however, is that no matter how deep you are falling into trouble, if we are willing to obey God and listen to his voice of instruction will lead us out of that trouble. Obedience will lead us out of the fallings and the consequences of disobedience. No matter how far you have gone, no matter how deep you have fallen, follow me closely. So long as you still have a part of your life that is open to God's instruction, his instruction will lead you out of that disaster. Your life may look as if it's in a crisis right now. And you know you led yourself here. It was your mistake that brought you here. It was your disobedience that brought you here. But so long as you are ready and willing to obey God, his instruction will lead you out of that crisis. Let me show you a scripture, book of Amos. Amos chapter 3 verse 12. Amos chapter 3 verse 12. Help me do more. Amos 3, 12. What does it say?
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus says the Lord.
As the shepherd taken
out of the mouth of the lion.
Two legs. Or a piece of an ear. So shall the children of Israel be.
So God says, if all I can find left in Israel, from the mouth of this lion, if the only thing I can find is what? Two legs and a piece of a ear. A ear to obey. And a leg to follow. I will take them out of the mouth of the lion. Did you get what I just said?
Yes, sir.
No matter how far they may have fallen, so long as they still have two, if I can just get two legs that is willing to follow, and a piece of the air, no matter how deep you have fallen, if you are willing to obey God, his instructions will lead you out of that crisis. Joshua chapter 3 verse 4. Joshua chapter 3 verse 4. It is not in man to know his way. Joshua 3 verse 4. It's Bible study tonight, so I'm willing to go through many scriptures. Joshua chapter 3 verse 4. What does it say?
Yet there shall be a space.
There shall be a space between you. Yes.
About 1,000 cubits by
yes.
measure. Come
yes.
not near unto it.
Yes.
That ye may know the way by
yes.
which ye must go.
That you may know the way by which ye must go.
For ye have not passed this
because
way.
Because you have not passed this way before. You have not passed. He said you must follow the ark of covenant. Because you have not passed this way before. Let the ark lead you. There is no place that is the same place. There is no business contract that is the same. There is no board resolution that is the same. There is no board meeting that is the same. You may have excelled in the last board meeting. That is not the same strategy that God might want to use in this next board meeting. You may have parented this child. You have not parented this child before. Firstborn, you have parented him or parented her. This secondborn, you have not parented this secondborn before. I have not pastored this church before. I pastored SLC last year. This is SLC this year. I have not pastored this church. I have, no matter how experienced I might think I am, I must understand that I have not passed through this way before. I said to you that experience is not the best teacher. The Holy Ghost is. Some of us are into sales. Some of us are into business. I want you to know that the strategy that worked last year may not work this year. The system that worked last year may not work this year. And that's why God will need you to follow him all the time. Let me give you this scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 5, we'll read verse 17. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Thank you, media. I have the scripture now before me, but I still need you to do more. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Let's go verse 17. Everybody open your Bibles. Everybody. 17.
When the Philistines heard that, over Israel.
Can you all see the scriptures? Everyone can see that. Correct. Yeah, let's go.
But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel,
yes.
All the Philistines came up to seek David.
Yes.
And David heard of it and yes. Went down to the hold.
Yes.
The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim.
So the Bible said they spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Yes.
And David inquired of the Lord,
yes.
Saying,
yes.
Shall I go up to the Philistines?
Yes.
Will thou deliver them into my hand?
Yes.
And the Lord said unto David, go
yes.
Up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines
so
into
So David my hand. Is an experienced military man. This was the man that brought down Goliath. And before he was king, we saw how many wars that David had fought. The Philistines came, but in spite of his experience, David said, Lord, shall I go up? Because you have not faced these Philistines before. The ones you face, you have killed them. These ones, you have not faced them before. The Bible says, God says, go up. I will doubtless deliver Philistines into that. Next verse. What does the next verse say? Help
me. And David came to Baal Perazim.
Yes.
And David smote them there.
Yes.
And said,
yes.
The Lord had broken forth upon mine enemies
yes.
Before me.
Yes.
At the breach of waters.
Yes.
Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim.
Verse 21.
And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them.
Yes.
And the Philistines came up yet again.
And the Philistines came up again. And they did what?
And spread themselves in the
same
valley.
Rephaim. And spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Again, verse 23, what verse 23 says?
And when David inquired of the Lord,
and
said,
David inquired again. Same enemy. Same location. David did not say, is it not just yesterday I destroyed these people? And they have come again. What I did to you yesterday, I'm going to show you again. The Bible says, he inquired of the Lord. What did he say?
He said,
yes.
Thou shalt not go up.
God says, thou shalt not go up. Can you imagine that? Yesterday, God says, go. Same enemy. Same location. Now they came again. He says, God, should I? God says, no, don't go. What did God say? Help me.
But fetch a compass,
fetch a compass
them,
behind them, yes.
And come upon them over against the mulberry tree.
Yes.
And he let it be.
Yes.
When thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry tree.
Yes.
That then shall bestead thyself.
Yes.
For then shall the Lord go out before thee.
Yes.
To smite the host of Philistines.
Verse 25.
And David did so.
David did so.
As the Lord had commanded
As the Lord
him,
commanded it.
And smote the Philistines.
And he smote them there.
From Geba
up
unto
Gaza.
Gaza.
Same enemy. Same location. He didn't just assume that what worked yesterday would work today. David's an experienced person. I said your experience is not the best teacher. Most times we assume too much. And our assumptions can become costly. In ministry we assume. In life, we assume. In marriage, we assume. Some of us are experienced lovers. We have had like 10 ex. We know this thing. We bring in the garbage of the former relationships. And we bring into this one. And you have not dated this person before. And what worked with that person doesn't work with this person. Same enemy. You see, David. He didn't just assume that he knows what he was going to do. The Bible says he inquired of the Lord. God wants to speak to you. In John chapter 10 verse 1 to 3, he says, my sheep know my voice. God wants to speak to you. God wants to lead you. Listen to me. Child of God, it is abnormal for you as a child of God not to hear his voice. It is not normal. It is not normal as a child of God that you cannot say when last God spoke to me. You cannot say categorically that God said to me or God told me. You know, if I say God told me, so some people might even think it's very spooky. But that's the way a believer should live. A believer should live like that. In John 10 verse 3, he says, my sheep hears my voice. It is natural for God to lead you and to speak to you. Every father does that. From the day that my wife gave birth to her first baby, she could not even hear anything. I started talking to her. Hey, chi, 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 chi. Fine, yeah. How are you? I know that she doesn't know what I'm saying. And I'm doing like a fool. Are you following my point? The father instinct in me is so strong that it compels me to speak to a child that can't comprehend me. How much more God in heaven? It is natural, it is abnormal for a child of God not to hear God. God speaks today. God speaks to us today. I've told you stories and stories and stories before. How I went to Redeem Camp and the Lord led me. I told you that story. He told me, come out. I came out. I was at the gate as I was entering the Redeem Camp. He said, Philip, I'm going to speak to you today. I said, that's your business. If you like, don't speak to me. I'm going to die here. At 11:45 p.m., he says, come out. I came out of where we were praying. He said, keep going straight. I kept going straight. Turn left. I turned left. Go straight. I went straight. Turn right. I turned right. Go straight. I go straight. Keep going straight. And I did that for one solid hour. He was speaking to me. A sheep of Jesus, he says, will hear my voice. When I got to a point and I couldn't know where I was going again, I told you that story. I said I was going to turn back. And I looked before me. I saw Pastor Adebayo coming. This was over 10 years ago. No appointment. No protocol. No anything. Me and Pastor Adeboye, one-on-one. I went on my knees. He laid hands on me and prayed for me. And as he walked away, I said, God, he said, Philip, if I led you into this bush, 1 a.m. in the middle of the night, if I led you into this bush to meet with my servant, then I'm not done with you yet. He speaks. God speaks today. If you're not hearing the voice of God, there's a problem. Don't casualize that, hey, after all, I know here. No. When we're going to come and start SLC, we didn't have a venue. Man of God, we didn't have a venue. Every venue we saw, the least we saw was 100,000 naira. And we couldn't afford it. And I was praying, God, there must be a place. I can never forget. You know why I must tell you these stories? Because you must tell your children. You have had people speak the mandate over and over, this is the mandate. 18 hour mandate. I was in a vision and I saw a long train of the battered, the buffeted. Everybody must know it. Everybody must know that story. If you go to Common Invest, you must know the story. Common Invest, you must be able to say that story. This is how we now started. I sat in my car. I was just coming from CSC, Community Affairs Commission. I said, God, there must be a place for us in this city. And I saw a vision flash. It says, Go there. And I drove there, Rosebud. We saw the room, 25,000. 25,000 per use. That place has been there for about 20 years. No church has used the place. And they gave us. Just like that. That's how church started. Because God said, go there. When that place became small for us and we're looking for another venue, we started again. But because, you know, we don't like to trust God, experience will say, huh, you know, go there now. So I employed experienced people. I called some realtors. Oh, you are into real estate. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's. Who is more real estate than God? He knows everywhere. So I employ some real estate people. Please, you get them to search for us. You do that. You get that. I was crumbling. Nothing. Out of frustration. I got home one night. And God said, call this person. I called the person. The person said, yeah, I know they do this person. But I said, God said, call you. Get us a place immediately. I was driving to Buari to go teach in law school. And then she called, say, Pastor, we saw one place, but I'm not sure you're going to like it. If you're not sure I'm going to like it, I'm not going to like it. Because me, I'm sure that my standard of what I would like would be more than your own. But as I dropped the call, God says, you must take the place. I said, God, I'm not even seeing the place. God says, it's not about what I see. That's the place. I was not going to call this person, and you must take the place. This after scrambling for months. And they brought us to Usetu. I saw the place. This is the place. God speaks. God speaks to his children today. God is interested in the person you get married to. God is interested in the place that you live. God is interested in every part of your life. There is no way you can stumble by your own thoughts, stumble into God's plan for your life. Are you following me? The Bible says that as far as the heaven is to the earth, so is my ways from your ways. You cannot by calculation, by permutation, you cannot stumble on God's plan for your life. You cannot think. You see, your thoughts is too small. You cannot think and then stumble into God's plan for your life. It's impossible because his ways are far from your ways. Where God speaks is a different frequency. You know, when you have a radio station, you can be broadcasting on that radio station. But because you are tuned to a different frequency, you are not hearing what God is saying. What God says is different from what the world is saying. So there's a big tendency for us to miss out on God by human calculation. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says a natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness to him. A natural man is not a sinner. A natural man is a natural Christian. A Christian that is just saying, Kasha, let's just be enjoying life. He does not know anything. He's not led. He's not directed. He's just living his life as common sense. Everybody says, pass here. He pass here. You know, this is the common thing to do. Everybody's moving to Canada now. You know, that's the next thing to do. You move there. Everybody's going now to Australia. Everybody's going to tech. Everybody's now going to church pity. What's that thing? Everybody's doing that. Everybody's there. So, AI, everybody, so before you know it, we, and they're people like that, living their life. Like that. Have you seen people who go to university, they study this, they leave, they do that, after they finish from university, they say they're now into consultants. Before you know it, they're now tailoring people, and say, okay, I think God is calling me to cake making. You know, there are people that I've seen that can say, that can count 5 things that they have done. Just trying things, stumbling on things, because you're trying to use your, but where God leads you is a different frequency. Let me show you a scripture. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 verse 32. Mark chapter 1 verse 32. What does it say? Yes? Yes?
They brought unto him
all that were diseased.
And them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases.
And
cast out many devils.
And
suffered not the devils to speak.
Because
they knew him.
Continue.
And in the morning. Rising up a great while before day.
Yes.
He went out and departed into a solitary place. And
yes.
There prayed.
Yes.
And Simon and they that were with him followed after him.
Yes.
And when they had found him, they said unto him.
Yes.
All men seek you.
Yes.
And he said unto them.
Yes.
Let us go into the next town.
Yes.
That I may preach there also.
For therefore came I forth. So you look at this, Jesus' decision. He had healed the sick. There was a crowd. The people that are waiting for him. Massive crowd. Just last evening, he has healed everybody. This morning, he woke up to a secluded place to pray. And disciples started looking for him. When they found him, they said, all men do what? All men are looking for you. What did you tell them? Let us go to that place. Does that sound wise? What does the 21st century pastor do? You open a branch there. My God. We have a certain level of following in this place. We see the Lord has given us open doors. Yeah. So he opens a place there because it's just commonsensical to follow the crowd. And Jesus is not always with the crowd. Sometimes he will ask you to do things that are not wise. That the human, as human, by human estimation, are you following me this evening? By human estimation, you to look and see this is not what you should do. But that's what God is instructing you to do. Bishop said when they told them to go get faith tabernacle, they were in Raji Oba in Anakwaja. Massive. The church was already hitting 20,000 plus. Doing well. Great work. And God said they should move straight to the bush. They drove for hours before they got there. He said, as they were driving, because they went in a convoy. I think it was Pastor Tunde Bakari that led that convoy. He was already angry. What's the meaning of this? We want to build a church, not a forest. Where are you taking church from the people? You bring church to come. The church to come closer to people. He said it's just because they didn't find a U-turn. That's why they did not do U-turn. He said it was not those place that you go, no U-turn. So when they were going, when they came down, he just said, well, we have already reached here.
Let's just pray. Say, Father, we thank you. Say, God said, this is the place. Ah, forest. Way, they call it otter. I don't even know otter. The land of witches. Me, I went to Gomade Grammar School. Igomade Grammar School, otter. That's the university, secondary school I went to. If you step on an elderly woman there, you will prostrate until she say you can go. Even if you say, you will be no him. Because you can even ask your parents to come and join you. That's how wicked they are. God said, that's the place. It doesn't make sense. When you follow the Spirit of God, sometimes he will tell you to do things that don't make sense. He told Joshua to go around the wall of Jericho. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The greatest enemy of having God or being led by God is our natural mind and then our every distraction we face every day. Distraction that is powered by hell. Follow me. The distraction that you face as a believer, powered by the kingdom of darkness. The way our societies are built and designed, they are built that you will not have a walk with God. Please follow me closely. When you wake up in the morning, you have bills to pay. God says, come and wait in my presence. Say, wait for what? The way the world is designed, the moment you get married and you have not learned how to be with God, it becomes more difficult to do that. That's why I charge you, if you are single here, don't be in a hurry. Who said Yankee? Some people, I'm not talking to some people in this church. For instance, I'm not talking to Bushi. If you have not mastered the art of a relationship with God, don't be in a hurry. I told you, if you have not changed the world before you are married, you cannot even change the station when you are married. My daughter, when we get home, there's a cartoon she likes, Rango. When you enter, Rango. All of us, we have to watch it. Because then if you put another one, you will not enjoy it. So before these little people start coming in, that is when you learn how to walk with God. Our world is heavily distracted. Distraction, I would say, is the strongest enemy of yearning from God, particularly in our generation. You see, the scope of attention of our even adults now has reduced to zero. We cannot put our heart on something. You cannot meditate and think on something. Sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I'm saying, have you thought about this thing? To even think through an issue. We cannot think through an issue. An adult is working in an office. You are working in an office and they ask you a question. You didn't even think before you answer. You just answer. So the boss says, okay, so if you did that, what about this? And I say, I didn't think of that. It shows that you are shallow in your head. It's a scope. The distraction is heavy. The phone distraction is heavy. The internet distraction is heavy. The life distraction itself is very heavy. 1 Kings chapter 20. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 39.
And as the king passed by,
he
cried unto the king.
Yes.
And he said,
yes,
thy servant went out into the midst of the battle.
Yes.
And behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me. And
1
said,
Kings chapter 20, verse 39, media. Yes, continue.
And said,
yes,
keep this man.
Keep
if
this
by
man.
Any means he be missing.
Yes.
Then shall thy life be for his life.
Yes.
Or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver.
Yes.
And as thy servant was busy here and
the
here,
Bible says, as your servant was busy here and there, what happened?
He was gone.
As you are busy here and there, activity that has no destiny. You are busy here and there. You are doing this. You learn AI. From AI, you jump to sewing. From sewing, you jump straight to modeling. From modeling, you jump. Busy here and there. People who are busy here and there lose what is committed to their hands. He says, I was busy here and there. He was gone. I believe strongly that the distraction and the busyness of our generation is a heavy enemy to be led by God. Heavy enemy is the heaviest enemy. I agree. A man of God says that the biggest fast this generation should fast should be our phone fast. You see this phone? I believe strongly that if you're going to fast, be eating, don't press your phone. Be eating. Because some people now, they don't even mind not to eat while they are pressing their phone. Be eating. Eat morning, afternoon, night. Leave your phone out of it. It's a heavy distraction. That's where competition comes from. You are using iPhone now.
Somebody has used life for the first. You are trying to look at the back to know how many lengths. It's slavery. Are you following my point? So that you can know where to categorize the person. It's slavery. It's enslavement. There's heavy distraction. We can't make progress because of the distraction. In Luke 10, verse 38, just like I was talking about matter. He said matter was distracted by service. It's possible that busyness can become a distraction. That your work can become a distraction. The Bible says she was distracted by many things. Distracted by many things. Distraction is powered by the devil. That's why your heart cannot even be still in God's presence. The moment you say, I want to pray, you want to pray like this, you will remember 10 things you want you to be doing with your time instead of praying. Do I have a witness in the house? Yes. People that have never called you before start calling you. Distraction powered by darkness. Anything can distract you. Lack of funds can distract you. Lack of funds. You know, Satan can distract you. Follow me. Satan can distract you. Where's praise? Where's praise? Someone should help me get him to be sure that he has failed the generator. They should fail it now. Lack of funds can distract you. As you are praying, you remember school fees. As you are praying, distraction is powered against the kingdom of God. The moment they increase this fuel, everything else may be coped with except church. So church, people can say, I can't come to church again. Fuel has increased. But they are going to work. They are going to office. Are you following my point? Their office attendance did not stop. What will suffer is church. What must suffer is church. What must suffer is God. When COVID-19 came, what must suffer is God. Some people that were even Christians were fighting churches. That, why are we still having church? They say there's lockdown. Can't we just do without church? You see, COVID-19 was an attack against the church. Many people were on fire for God, lost their fire for God during that lockdown. Because the Bible says we should not abandon our own fellowship. The devil knows that so long as we keep coming together, even if you don't have fire, and you keep coming to a place that has fire, your fire will be ignited. Satan knows. Lack of funds can be a distraction. Sometimes when we are planning for a meeting in church, and I'm beginning to think of money, Satan can use that as a distraction. You are taking your money. So how are we going to raise this money? How are you raising money? Instead of you praying, you are taking your money. You are calculating. And there are ways to do ministry. We don't beg. Amen?
Amen.
We don't beg. If you are here, God is calling to ministry. We don't need to beg. We just beg. If today is the last day we have in this place and there's no money, I'll be smiling like this. It's part of the instructions. If you don't know how I'm going to do service on Sunday, there's no shingbang. I'll say, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We don't used to beg. We don't used to call people up and down for money. There are people that I know personally that if I need them to give me 5 million now, I'll call them. They'll give me. But we don't do that in the kingdom. We don't, Bible says, don't follow vain persons. There are people that if I call them, I'm telling you, I have politicians, family politicians, that if I call them now, but then they own the gospel straight. The next Sunday, they want to come and do Thanksgiving in your church. And they say, please, can we have the mic? They have already paid for 5 million now. And when they climb the stage, even Alpha will not be able to call the mic. If the person say, well, we believe that PDP is God's way for now, they can be doing that with your pulpits. Why? They have paid 5 million. So by gospel, we must wait. So sometimes the lack of funds can become a distraction. It takes discipline to take your minds off it and put it on the work. It takes discipline. God has spoken to you. I'm going to allow you to go. You're going to go to U.S. to do that master's. You are looking at it like this. There's no money. God says you are going to do master's in the U.S. I'm taking to Yale, University of Yale. There's no money. You want to check the school fees. School fees, $60,000. Hey! There's no money. That can distract you from God's word. That's what happened to Peter. He was walking on the water. He was doing well. Then he saw the storm. Sometimes circumstances of life can become a distraction. Distraction is powered by the devil to stop you from hearing God. Distraction can stop that. Peter was distracted on the storm. So God wants your full attention. Sometimes when, you know, as a pastor, things don't work the way they should work. They might even take light. Things can happen. All those things. You think it's just ordinary, but there are demons in charge of all this. Listen to me. The Bible says we are spiritual, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. This is a spiritual exercise. People's lives are changed here. You think Satan is going to fold his hands and fold his legs and allow things to go? Anything can do, we do. When we're going to do Wind of the Spirit, first Wind of Spirit, 2020. How many of you were there, that field? The gem went off. Till tomorrow, I have asked Chidedu, what happened to that gem? He cannot explain. We started pouring water. Here was I, believing God for the move of God, and the gem went out. It was as if my spirit was put out. Are you following me?
Yes,
this is a real life situation. As I was panting up and down, God said, stop that! Go and be praying. These people must be blessed. So we have to be such plain sacks, like tomorrow will not come. Why the engineers were on the generator? Why was all that happening? So that the people that should be blessed, even by the time light will come back, my spirit would have been so troubled and restless that I would not be in tune with God to even hear God. We know the spirit last year. We had spoken with NEPA. Please, NEPA. We want to have a very powerful meeting tomorrow. Lives will be blessed. I came to that hall and I stayed there all night. I prayed in that place. I laid on that altar. Prayed all night. As I was praying, vandals were vandalizing the cables of NEPA. As I was praying, vandals, Satan powered vandals. Hey, vandals, go and remove everything. They stole all the NEPA cables. There was no light. Now, they said we must use generator. We spent about 500,000 naira to power that generator, to buy diesel that day. Money that we did not plan for. Someone said distraction. Distraction. Heavy distraction. How do I focus on this meeting now? 500K? The way I was fighting, I called them, Uncle Joe. What's going on there? My voice changed. As I was filming, God says, hey, is that Satan has gotten you? Take your hands off it. It's not 500,000. I'll pay it. Go and pray. So how powerful that meeting was. It takes discipline to know that this is the devil. This is the devil. Some of us have made up our minds. We're about to take a step. The Bible says when David was anointed, the Philistines rose up. Did you see that scripture? Where was the Philistine before he was anointed? What is his anointing to them? Why did they come against him on the day of his anointing? But the oil on your life attracts. You know, when you're in school, in those days, in secondary school, you put oil. How many people put Vaseline on your rubber slippers? How many of you did that? Let me see how many of you did that. My God. When you wear that rubber slippers and you put Vaseline. Has somebody reached praise for me? Eh? You have put the fuel. And you put Vaseline. What happens to the slippers? It's shining to you like you say, yes. A mini, eh? But what happens after you're walking about a few steps? Yes, because man is dust. You see, man is dust. It is the nature of oil to attract man. But what happens is that when the dust comes on, it stops shining. You that anointed your sandals, you anointed your sandals to please you. But it is the nature of the anointing to attract dust. And the moment the dust gets attached to the sandals, it stops pleasing you. That's why you cannot allow flesh and man to be attached to you. Are you following my point? It is natural for distractions to come. So God wants your full attention. He says, you seek me when you find me. When you seek me with all your heart. When you seek me with all your heart, you find me. Sometimes when you are seeking God, you have not started seeking him with all your heart. As you are seeking him, you are thinking about that rice should have been born by now. God is not saying anything. Why is God not saying anything? Because your mind is still everywhere. Some of us, it might take you 1 hour for your mind to settle. Some people, for 1 hour, our mind has not settled. The more you are trying to kill this thing, another one will come. It's as if they are coming to serve you distraction. Serve you distraction. Serve you distraction. How many people am I talking about? But Bible says, you will seek me, you will find me. When you seek me with all your heart. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, God set a fire for Moses. The Bible says that when God saw that Moses had given that fire attention, God spoke out of that fire. God will speak when he has your full attention. This is why God has not spoken. Is that your heart is not there. Sometimes when I'm praying, I have to pray in tongues to silence my mind. I pray in tongues. Makata, membra, kosketelevata, mengada. It's more difficult because your mind is not attached to the tongues. As you are thinking, you are already worried. You are praying about something and you are worried about that thing. And while you are praying, you are using your own brain to strategize what you are going to do. That's why God has not spoken yet. He wants to get to your limits, your wit's end. When you know, hey, Mugbe, this is the final one. Nothing can happen. It remains only you and God. Then he will speak. Then he will speak. Praise the Lord. He will speak when he has your full attention. When he has your... not had God is that our heart is too, is like unstable waters. Everywhere scatter. Everywhere up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. A child of God, you are worried in your heart. You are worried. And Satan is buffeting your heart with all kinds of distraction. To ensure that you don't hear from God. And what you hear from God is what will lead you out of that problem. You are just an instruction away from your breakthrough. You need a calm. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. In stillness, he says, in silence is your strength. In rest, let me give you that scripture. I don't know if I wrote it down. Can you help me look for that scripture, Dumo? It says, in silence and in rest shall your strength be. I think it's Isaiah. As you rest in the Lord, you find strength in him. And Satan knows that that rest is what he doesn't want you to have. So he makes sure that your heart is troubled. You have just come out of, you know, you are serving as an NYC copper and you just came out and already your heart is so bothered about whether you're going to get a job or not. You wake up in the morning and you are troubled. You can't hear God like that. You can't hear God like that. You can't hear God like that. Praise the Lord. You must learn to wait upon him. You must learn to stay where you are when he stays and move when he has moved. Sometimes waiting is the most difficult activity. Anybody can be doing things. Waiting is more difficult than acting. When God says, wait here. For how long? Waiting is difficult. But waiting will wear out the flesh. Are you following me? God wants the flesh to wear out. You're calculating, calculating. God says, wait. Wait. I'm growing old. I'm already 30, no husband, no wife. What am I going to do in my life? Your mates are doing this. Your mates are high. Your mates are getting that. Satan said to push you so I can push into disaster. I know people that rush into marriage. You know, my wife is a counselor, like I said, by reason of being a husband, I'm able to hear a lot of things. A friend of mine rushed into marriage. Oh, my mates are getting married. We're about the same age group. So I said, let me see the guy. And you know, there's just one feeling that Philip is going to destroy this relationship. You know, people know there are things that are not good about their relationship. Yes. And they don't want to expose it to you. Because they know you're going to notice it. But because they have made up their mind that they're going to marry that person like that, they now say, no, hey, Pastor. If I should say, look, Pastor, this guy is just like you. If you see the amount of books he has, Pastor, for me, I'm telling you. This guy is just like Pastor Philip. I say, can I meet him? Can I meet him? Can I meet him? He hid the guy until they went to go and do court marriage. Court marriage? You know the court doesn't have time for nonsense. You can't come and divorce tomorrow. You think we are here for you? You go and wait for 3 years of living separately. They give you grounds. I don't longer love him. We are not yet. We didn't join you because you love each other. We join you because you came here. Do we ask whether you love each other? And you cannot marry someone else if you are legally married somebody else. You can even go to prison. Yes. So she's 37 or 38 now. She didn't live with that guy for 2 months. Imagine since I've been married for 10 years plus.
10 years, they have not been able to conclude the divorce case. So because of that, she cannot marry another person. She cannot go on with her life. That waste that she could not wait then, now wait it very well now. When God says wait, wait. I tell you, like a man who has experienced it, sometimes it's very difficult. Some of us are so much in a hurry. The Bible says when you believe God, he says he that believes will not be in a haste. When we believe God, we are not going to rush out in haste. Let me show you that scripture. I love that scripture. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 spoke about those that wait upon the Lord. Verse 31. Give it to me. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. What does it say?
For they that wait upon the Lord,
yes,
shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
They shall run and not be weary. And
yes.
They shall walk and not faint.
So give me Isaiah 52 verse 12. Now I'll come back to this. Isaiah 52 verse 12. What does it say? Isaiah 52 verse 12.
For ye shall not go out with a haste,
Bible
nor go by flight.
It says you will not go out with how?
With haste.
You are not going to go out in a flight. You are not going to rush outside. He said because God will have done what?
Go before you.
He will go before you. Allow God to go before you. Sometimes God says, wait. Wait here. Exodus chapter 30. In those days when disciples were, the Israelites were going, they will go to a point, the cloud will wait there. As long as the cloud is waiting there, what does everybody do? You wait. Sometimes they say, oh my God. We have so much to do. The cloud says, wait. If you rush out outside the cloud, you become vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. But those that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says, it shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as what? Is it natural for men to mount up with wings as eagles? But the Bible says they will mount up with wings as eagles. What that means is that they will do unnatural things. They will do supernatural things naturally. Those who have gone in flight and gone with haste, those that have gone with their own common sense, they will be struggling. The Bible says they will mount up with wings. He said they will run and not be what? They will run and not be, and they walk and not be what? Well, I said they would walk and not be faint. So that means they will do natural things supernaturally. You see, they do supernatural things naturally. They do not. So when people are, you see people running like that and they are not weary. They have waited.
Yeah.
You cannot get by haste what people got while they wait.
Yes,
what you call manifestation of somebody else's life is a product of their waiting. Now, you see them running. What is fueling their running? You don't know. You don't know why they are not tired. They keep mounting. They keep mounting. They keep mounting. Because they waited. Now, they are mounting with wings as eagles. And you just say, hey, after all, we are age mates. After all, he's from my class. What's the thing that I cannot do? Somebody said that to say, what's the thing that we cannot do? Yeah, go and do it now. You know him. Went to preach in Ghana. Came to the stage. Mokwai, anointed man of God. Super anointed man of God. I don't know how to describe that man. He got on the stage. He said, well. It's too late now. We can't have any miracles tonight. I'm tired. Tomorrow the miracles will begin. And he gave the host pastor, the mic. The host pastor came on stage. I said, forget all that thing. All these Nigerian pastors who does with you as if they are the only ones that know how to do what God is asking them to do. The miracles are happening now. The man began. Father, hey, yeah, shout them for 1 hour. Not the apple. That woman got up and said, I have closed the heavens for tonight. He said, you should have whispered to me that, daddy, let the miracles begin. And I would have, at least, just for the purpose of relationship. He says, okay. Even though I'm tired, let the miracles begin. And he began to see lame people walking, blind people seeing. You cannot get by haste what somebody got by the waiting. You cannot reproduce an anointing when you have not done the roots. You cannot do it. He said, they shall run. The product of a mass ministry, you see them running in the midst of calamity, in the midst of crisis, you see them running and they are not weary. They have been waiting. Elijah said to Ahab,
Go! I hear a sound of abundant rain. The Bible says he went and put his face beneath his knees and began to pray. And he prayed and prayed. And once the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran ahead of Ahab. Let them run, those that can run. Let them run. It may look as if you are wasting away. Listen to me. Every time you wait before God is not a wasted time. It may look like, all your mess have gone. We cannot sit down yet. We cannot. We must do something. You know, sometimes in church, even as a pastor, some people are very passionate about the pastor. Pastor, we have to do this. We have to do that. We have to do this. This is what we are doing. I'll just say yes. Let me be doing it. You know, this person has done that. Waiting might be very difficult. The cloud is waiting. If you move in front of the cloud, you have to fight for yourself. But if you move with the cloud, things will happen. Things have happened for us very stresslessly in this ministry. I'm telling you the truth. We didn't start this ministry by competition. I didn't start this ministry because my mates are now doing ministry. My mates have been doing ministry a long time. My friend that were classmates celebrated their 11 years in ministry. And we are doing 4 years. I'm telling you. They celebrated 11 years in ministry. And we are doing 4 years. And even in these 4 years, he will still come and say, Philip, please, can I get your notes? What we have done in 4 years, they have not done in 11 years. In Meluka, everybody, go, don't worry. People are moving, people are moving. Jesus says, wait. Wait on the Lord. When you wait on him, he would speak. Sometimes he says, don't see anything. I told you this story when I was praying in those days. God says, don't see anything. Just wait. But our body is moving. We love activity. We love to be doing something. We love to be doing something. We must be doing. We don't want to look as if I'm not doing anything. We don't, even if I'm doing rubbish, let's just be doing something. When God told Abraham to leave what he was doing, he didn't tell him what he would start doing. He said, leave this place. I will show you somewhere. You have not even shown me where I'm going. Leave that one first. Sometimes the reason why you are not even doing the right thing is that you are doing the wrong thing. God may not show you the right thing before he asks you to stop this wrong thing. Leave this one first. Say, idol man is the devil's one. Who told you you're slaying on God is idol? It's not idol. Stay waiting on God? It's not idol. When the Lord told me to leave our church, I was prayer coordinator of the choir. Let me round up. I was prayer coordinator of the choir. And the Lord says, it's time to leave. I said, no, Lord. I've not really done. God says, leave what you are doing. I want to ask you to do another thing. I said, no. See these people. If I leave here now, who's going to be praying with them? God said, I said, leave that thing you are doing. I want to show you something. I said, no. I'll be here. God said, why? He said, I said, because these people have not really reached the spiritual level I want them to reach. God said, you are very proud, though. So in this, your small brain now, you think that you're the only one I have. I said, leave that thing you're doing. I want to show you something. That's when I threw it down. And see all this came out of living prayer coordinator. Can you imagine? What if I say no? This prayer coordinator is what I was supposed to be doing. Many of you, I will not have met you. And I was a very popular prayer coordinator. No, you don't know me. If I pray, I pray from house to house. Choir members with problems, I was going there. And God says, it was time. Wait. So that time, within which I left what I was doing, and the time I will start what I will start doing, it looked like eternity. So I was no longer popular here. I don't know what I'm saying. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, this thing I'm doing, I've left it. Where I was getting, because some of us, we feed on human adulations. So as you stand on that page and you saw the energy coming from people, my God. God says, stop that thing. Calm down. Now, I'm here now. I now feel useless. God said, wait first. I'm checking something. Somebody else has taken my position here. I am in between of nowhere. God says, I'm checking something. Wait. It's very difficult.
People that say, ah, that guy, we don't really know what he's doing again. I think he's even wasting away. Very, very wrong decision he made. He should not have left that place. You can even begin to feel like it is true. And maybe I should not have left that place. But God said to Abraham, come, I want to show you somewhere. Sometimes waiting is the way to destiny. So when you wait, when you learn the art of waiting on God, your ears will be open. It will speak to you like it spoke to Elijah. His hand will come on you like it came on Elijah. You will guard your loins and you will run ahead of Ahab. People that have run ahead of you, you will meet up with them. Dr. Kyle De Gisherson was with me two days ago. How many of you know Dr. Kyle De Gisherson, Kingsford? And he said to me, he said, Philip, I saw you. Now, he messaged me on Instagram. I had messaged him long ago that he did not reply. I messaged him before time. I did not wait. I wanted to familiarize. I was looking for people that would. Do you know what I'm talking about? Let me also move with people that people are moving with. Let me also, you get my point? Let me look for people in my industry. Instead of me to go and be looking for God, I was looking for men. So I messaged him long ago. He didn't respond. All those people that did not respond, they saw your message. Go and face God. You see, when you catch God, men will pursue you. All those people that they saw your message, they saw it. They saw your message. So I messaged him. He did not reply. But I went and faced my God. And when I saw, you know, I told that thing, Linus, that fellow you were trying to get, I told you. I said, go and face your work. Leave them. Fire does not need announcements. Fire does not need announcements. When fire is burning, people will pack. He will try now. He will try. So he messaged me, saying, man of God, I, the Lord drew me to you. I say, amen. He spoke to me for over 2 hours on Saturday night. He was traveling back to Lagos. Came from Chicago. He spoke to me about how he had worked with Pastor Jerry Eze, how he had worked with Pastor. We always wonder, did Bolaji, Pastor Bolaji, was Pastor Avestas. He spoke, he was telling me everything, all the stories. And he said, but the Lord began to talk to me about you. I have caught the man that will draw attention. Bible says, all men seek you. They told Jesus, when was the capital son? Who sought? Go and face your work. Go and face God. When you catch God like this, nobody, you won't beg anybody. He said, he now told me, do you know that he went to do research on me? That he even told me the church I came out from? He said, I asked people, and someone told me you must have come out from. He said, when I went to Sumisola and Yenka's wedding, I don't use the farms. I'll just sit down where I am. I don't really know much people. So he said, Pastor Peter, that's from you. Pastor Peter, everyone else is not with you. I said, who give money banana? When we're in Rosebud, who saw us? Stop following people up and down. Go and stay with God. The Bible says the secret belongs to God. That secret you are looking for is in God's hands. When you keep following, you are going to waste your time. You are going to waste your time. Successful people are looking for successful people. Stop looking for people up and down. You go and face your work. Face your work. Hold God by his glory. Say, God, I'm here for you. Let him pour his oil on your life. You will attract people. I don't have to drag it. Oh, I don't have to drag. When we're trying to get him now, Victor Thompson, we're trying to get him. I called, what's his name? I called Yinka. I said, okay, no problem. Let me go and face my work. I faced my work. Then he said they wanted to hold the meeting. They wanted to do something, something in the garden, which invited me. He had me for that day for the first time. He came to SLC the next 2 weeks.
Someone that was overcharging us. They were charged almost 700K. He came free. He almost gave me money. Go and face God. We tried to get Dunsi to come to SLC. We tried to get Dunsi. I used all the connects that I have. He's an assistant. This one is my friend. I called him. Stop following people. Go and look for God. When I did that and I was tired, he said, it's not coming. I was tired. When I was to Jejeli, where we were. He came to buy something in the exclusive stores. He said, God spoke to him. When he had a sound. Somebody say sound. He had a sound. That was the sound that the people that were the Midianites had when the four lepers were coming. He had the sound. And God said, you must begin to go to churches that cannot bring you by nature of stature. By himself, he said that God told him overnight, you must go to Philly. He said, you haven't even judged that he said it. This was somebody that we could not have brought by our own strength. When he came, he did not even know that that was our church. It was when he entered the place that he knew that this was Pastor Philly. He did not know. He said, this was where the sound came from. We didn't know our sound was going anywhere. We are just listening a sound unto God. Go and stay before God. Let him give you systems. Let him give you strategy. The moment you keep doing this thing by yourself, it will not work. It will not work. Get your download strategies from God's presence. And when God gives you, sometimes it will not look like it's the conventional one. We are coming from, I was coming from Lagos. Our church was about 20 people in Rosebud. As I sat in the airplane, I said, God, there must be a way to grow this church. Show me something. I was in the plane. The Lord says, okay, let me tell you this one now. He said, what's that in your hand? I said, it's my phone. God said, your phone? He said, what is the most used asset in the world today? I said, it's the phone. He said, very good. What is the most developed aspect of the phone every year? I said, it's the camera. Every year, the people that are producing phones are focusing on the camera. God said, okay, so when you get to Abuja, go and do a photo stand. Let people be snapping pictures. I say, this cannot be good. I was expecting that you have to open a prayer chain of 24 hours, nobody should sleep. Photo. God said, go and start photo. When I told Pastor Fasim, he said, photo. That's how we started. We're now going to do one black. Femi, remember that black background? How many remember that black background? With that black background. That's what we did. People started rushing down to come and snap pictures. People come and say, where is that your background? Where is that your background? Where is that your background? It looked unconventional. So now, you see a lot of churches now. That time, people don't snap in churches. In 3 years ago, go and look. I'm telling the truth. People don't snap in churches. It now became, snapping. It was an unconventional strategy that came from, I did not read it in any book. Go and sit down with God. Don't let the noisiness and the busyness of the environment rob you of the privilege and the access that you have to God. But I am going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, I receive the grace tonight to wait upon you. To wait upon you. I receive the grace to wait upon you. To receive instructions. I receive the grace tonight. Come on. Kebaradash kabrande lebahaya. Keba mamba. Mambos keba tele kebrashia. Kerada baba baba kata. Awo luambe. Oria yemio. Hongbe before. Hongbe misture. Awo luambe.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-672.
9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church. You can't even